Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
So I'm Stephanie, as been said. Some of you might be wondering, who is this random American and why do they keep giving her the microphone? I've actually been attending Wellspring for the last 3 years. Shocker. But I've also been studying theology for the last 3 years, which means I have been living under a pile of books. So hello, nice to meet you. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me. I recently joined the events team here at Wellspring, so you're stuck with me for the time being. But I'm here today to talk to you about Psalms 107. I could just get the time up. That would be so helpful. I could literally talk for ages, so we definitely need that. This is such a good psalm. There's a lot here, so I would really encourage you to just take this on your own outside of here and read a bit more into it, because we can only do so much while we're here. But I want to talk about Psalm 107. In it, it has four stories. It has a story of the wanderer, the rebels, the foolish, and the cost. Those aren't biblical titles. Okay, one of them myself, sorry. But these four stories come from incredibly different perspectives, but they all share a similar pattern. Every story has an issue that's presented that someone's going through. It has someone crying out to God, and it has God responding in deliverance and then a response of praise and worship to that deliverance. And this is really interesting because it's repeatedly hitting on one point over and over again. God is faithful. The beginning of the psalm starts with this in verses 1 through 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hands of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. God is faithful. That is what this psalm is going to tell us today. Now, if you're already kind of like, I know God's faithful, and you're about to tune me out, just wait. Because we can know something, but whether or not we believe it makes all the difference. Because you know something, it's a fact. It's like, yes, I know this is true. But when you believe something, it changes how you respond. So you may know God is faithful, but do you believe God is faithful? Do you respond to people and circumstances in a way that is different than everyone else, who may not know that God is faithful, who may not have that to hold on to? Hopefully you'll find a challenge for that in these stories today. Or you might be thinking, God's not faithful. God's not faithful. Look at my life. Look at what I'm going through. Where is he? If he was faithful, he would be here. And I don't want you to hear me wrong, because I'm not trying to push aside those feelings. I think they're completely valid. And I think it's good to ask hard questions of God. But I think there might be something in these stories that you can relate to, that hurt, that wondering. So let's lean into these. The first story we have is the wanderer, which is verses 4 through 9. Now, these are people literally wandering, using my creativity in the titles, through the wilderness. They're lost, they're unsettled, they don't have anywhere to call home, and they need big and basic things. So they cry out to God, and he provides for them. The word says he settles them. Because he is faithful, he doesn't just give them pieces for a tent. He doesn't just give them food. The word says that he satisfies and fills them. This story tells us that God is faithful even when life isn't. I know that's really easy for me to stand up here and say, and you may be thinking, well, you don't know my life, so don't try to come in here and tell me that. But I've had a very personal experience with this. For several years, my family was homeless. We just had a bunch of circumstances come together and our life fell apart. And for years, we were living in cars and shelters and strangers' homes, and it was incredibly painful. And we tried to get our feet back from under us, and we just couldn't. It didn't matter how many jobs we worked, they always fell apart. It didn't matter how many places we found, we were always scattered. And it was really, really painful. But in this, God settled us. He was faithful. It took time. It took about 4 years, which were some of the most painful years of my life. But God didn't leave us. He provided me with thousands upon thousands of dollars to go to university out of thin air. I still don't know where it's come from. He's provided people who opened their homes to us and built us up when we needed it. And he gave us hope when logically we shouldn't have had any. It didn't make sense to be hopeful, and yet myself and my family members found ourselves in this place of hoping, of knowing it's going to get better. That wasn't us. That was God's faithfulness. And he has been faithful because now we are settled. Every member of my family has a place to call home and a job that they don't have to worry about losing. And it took us time, but God was still faithful. And I want to ask us today whether we live as if God is faithful even when life isn't. When life falls apart, do you respond as if he is faithful? And this isn't to say you can't have a hard time and you can't struggle, because sometimes life isn't fair. And it's okay to say that and to tell God that and have a bit of an argument. But are you willing to cry out to God and let his faithfulness be what settles you, to be what satisfies and fills you? The next two stories we have are quite similar, so we're going to look at them together. They're the rebels and the foolish. And the rebels are verses 10 through 16. And here we have people who have rebelled against God, and it's led them, their choices, rebellious choices, have led them to being captive, alone, surrounded by darkness. And it's in this place they cry out to God, and he releases them. He breaks every chain. He brings them completely out of the darkness, and he sets them up in a new place. And then you have 17 through 22, the foolish. And these are people who, in a similar way, are made choices that put them in a place of captivity, but it's much more internal here. It seems to be speaking about an internal affliction. And these afflictions are causing them to struggle to the point of death. They physically can't take it anymore. And when they cry out to God, he looks past their foolish choices, and he heals and he rescues them. Some versions say he takes them from surviving to thriving, which I just think is beautiful. These stories tell us two things. One, that it doesn't matter if our choices are unfaithful, God's faithfulness is bigger. And two, God's faithfulness is holistic. I love these stories, particularly the one about the rebel, because I quite relate to it. I grew up in church, but I came to the faith kicking and screaming. I did not want to be a Christian. I was about 16, and I had everything against God. I was angry. I didn't want to be a part of the church. And so I pushed him away. And in that, I made choices that opened my life to patterns and habits that put me into captivity and brought me to a point that by the time I was 18, I said, look, God, if you're real, you got to do something, because I'm not going to live another year. The way I have started to lead my life has brought me to a point where I'm not physically going to make it. So I need you to step in. And he did. Despite my choices, God stepped in, and he not only saved me spiritually, but he broke every chain of every pattern I let into my life. He broke every internal struggle with mental health and anxiety, and he came in and set me completely free. God's faithfulness is not dependent on our choices. So if you're sitting here thinking, that's great that God's faithful, but I have not earned that, he's not going to help me. Look at the choices I made just before I came here. Look at the choices I made yesterday, a month ago. God's faithfulness is not dependent on that. He wants us to thrive and not just survive. So if you feel captive, afflicted, or like you're just surviving, God's love is faithful. It's here and it wants to bring you through. And not just part of the way, but completely. The story doesn't tell us that God just like gave them a torch and was like, find your way out of the darkness. He brought them completely out. It says he broke every chain. And this may take time, but freedom is holistic. The word and the sacrifice of Christ says it is finished. His faithfulness is not partial. And so if you're finding partial faithfulness in your life, pray into it. Ask God, where is the full faithfulness? If you've received full faithfulness, praise him for it. Do we really believe God's faithfulness is, one, not dependent on us, and two, complete, covers all things, sets us completely free? Or are we constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop, to mess up again and suddenly become unworthy, or to fall back again and say, see, God, you didn't completely set me free from this. You didn't completely help me out here. The final story we have is the cots, verses 23 through 32. Now here we have sailors who are on the sea, and from the outset, they say, we know who God is. They know who God is because they've seen him in the times they've been on the sea in his creation. And yet, even though they know who God is, they face storms. I don't know why the text makes us think it's some kind of test, but what we do know is that this story tells us that God was faithful to who they knew him to be. They knew him to be the God who created the seas, the God who did wondrous deeds that they had seen before. And he was still the same God in the storm. My life got a lot harder after I became a Christian. Like, it fell apart. So, I'm sorry, that's not like a very good promotion for but it's honest. It's honest. My life got a lot harder. Not only did I have to deal with my own baggage of things I brought into my life and fight to stay away from those things, my family became homeless. I lost significant relationships. I was physically attacked. Like, my life got a lot harder. And yet God was so faithful. He provided me with new people who built me up. Yes. And who are still in my life today. Yes. He let me see changes not just in myself, but in people around me. And when life just fell apart because other people did things to me, he was there to comfort me when there really wasn't anything but comfort to be provided and make it better. God was faithful. The same God that saved me and broke my chains was the same God who showed up in every single incident. And it wasn't always the way I wanted it. It didn't always fix everything immediately. But he was there, and I knew I was never alone. God's faithfulness is for us even when we don't see it. But do we believe that? Can we remember God's faithfulness in the midst of the storm? If you're going through something right now, I'd like to challenge you to reflect on a time where you really felt close to God, where you felt him moving, and you said, that was him. That was definitely him. And lean into that right now. Where do you find yourself in these stories? Do you relate to the wanderer, the rebel, or the fool? Or do you feel caught in the storm? What can you get out of this if you really lean into it? The psalm ends with verse 43, which says, those who are wise will take all of this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. Let's see the reality of God in our situations, that he is present and that you are his redeemed. Let's cry out for God, knowing that he will hear and he is faithful to respond. And let's worship God for being faithful. Let our provision bring praise, because God is faithful. I'm just going to pray over us. Lord, we praise you for being faithful. We thank you that your faithfulness is not dependent on ourselves or our circumstances, but that you surpass all of that. God, I pray that these stories would sink in. Lord, if there was one that hit home, Lord, that we would hear it, but that we would believe in your faithfulness, that we would cry out for it, and that we would receive it. Lord, and as we sing to you, I pray that we would just create space to cry out to you if we need it, to see the reality of our situation, or to praise you for the ways that you've been faithful. God, you are faithful. Help us believe that. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you and his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.